sagt es mir auf einer Seite, Menschen, und gar auf Kasten, und ich schaue zu Chutzlut Mana, und Chutzlut Mkoma. Harry Ebel, Yisrael, auch Kasten. That the Shechita was done with the Machshavas Psuah, Machshavas Chutzlut Mana, or Chutzlut Mkoma, the person who did the Shechita had in mind to eat a chelak of the korban after the allotted time for the achila of that korban, or to eat a chelak of the korban outside of the allotted place for the achila of that korban. In such a case, the korban is pasul, and it has to be burnt. And so too, any other psul that happens to the korban after it enters the azar, such as a psul tame or a psul nosa, the din is that the korban is burnt. Arshim taloi yisari. Somebody who is mesupik, who is in doubt, whether he did not bear and with there is a chiyav chatas for. In such a case, he cannot bring a chatas since he does not know for sure that he did that bear. Instead, he brings an ashim tolid. And the ashim tolid is machaper for him until he finds out whether or not he did the chait. If he does find out that he did the chait, even though he already brought an ashim tolid, he still has to bring a chatas. Now, if somebody brings an ashim tolid, and after the chita was done, before the Kohen had a chance to do the zrika, he finds out that he did not do that bear. He is now sure that he did not do that bear, so therefore, the ashim tolid does not have to be brought. So now, even though the chita was already done, the zrika can no longer be done since he is not chayav the ashim tolid. So this is similar to a korban that has a psul after it entered the azara, and the din is that the ashim tolid should be burnt. Rabbi Huda Omer, you cover. Rabbi Huda says in such a case that he finds out that he did not do that bear, the ashim tolid is buried, not burnt. Chatas ol papa al safek. Tisar, a chatas ol that is brought for a safek is to be burnt. A chatas ol can be brought even al safek. For example, your lettuce has to bring a chatas ol among other korbanos. And if the Isha miscarries and doesn't know if what she miscarries has a din of a blot, and she's chayav to bring a chatas ol, or if it does not have a din of a blot, and she is not chayav to bring a chatas ol, in such a case she would bring the chatas ol even though it's only a safek. Even though a chatas behema cannot be brought for a safek, but a chatas ol is different. As a chatas ol, no part of it is burnt on the mizbeach. It's entirely eaten by the kohen. The only thing that is put on the mizbeach is the zrikat hadam. And the Torah tells us that we can do the zrikat hadam even though it's a safek. So therefore, a chatas ol could be brought, even though the Isha is not sure if she is mechuyav to bring the chatas ol. But it cannot be eaten. The reason being is that ol that are brought as a korban, no shechita is done to it, only malika, the neck is cut with the fingernail of the kohen. And this is only kasher by korbanos. An ol that you want to shechita outside the Beit HaMikdash, the shechita has to be done properly. Malika cannot be done. If malika is done, then it's considered a nevela and cannot be eaten. Therefore, this chatas ol from which malika is done to it since is brought as a korban. We are mesupik whether we can eat it, and maybe she is not mechuyav to bring the chatas ol. So it's considered an avela, as it would not be a korban in such a case. And malika that is done to an ol that is not a korban is considered an avela. So therefore, since it cannot be eaten, the Mishnah tells us that it should be burnt, even though it's brought as a korban. Rabbi Huda may ask Lena Lama. Rabbi Huda said the chatas ol that is brought as suffix is not burnt. Instead, it's thrown into the Amah, the stream of water that runs through the Azara. It would be thrown in there in lieu of being burnt. Koran is rough in lo yikaveru. Only Surah Hanan, which it then is that it should be burnt. We had in the previous mission certain Surah Hanan, certain things that are also to derive benefit from, that the din is they should be burnt, such as Chamech for Pesach. You cannot bury it in lieu of burning it. You have to burn it. The reason being is that if you bury it, we're afraid that somebody will dig it up and have a null from it, so therefore we burn it instead. Bechonic barim, lo yisurefa, all yisurefa and all which is in it, they should be buried, you cannot burn them instead of burying them. The reason being is that the yisurefa and all which is in it is to burn them. The afer, the ashes, is mutter ba'an. Now after you burn it, you can derive benefit from the ashes. As opposed to the yisurefa and all which is in it is to bury them, even if you do burn them, you cannot benefit from the ashes. So therefore the Mishnah tells us not to burn the yisurefa and all which is in it is to be buried, because you might end up benefiting from the ashes, which is also. Rabbi Huda Aymer Ratzel Lahachmer Atzmo Litzroy Pesanik Barim Rasha. Rabbi Huda says, if you want to be machmer on yourself to burn the Yisur Anan, which is in it, they should be buried, you can go ahead and burn them, as burning them is a chumrah. That which Rabban say, you can bury them. What they're saying is, you don't have to burn them if you don't want to, but if you do want to burn them, you could. Amru Lo Inu Mutu Lashana. So Chachamim responded to Rabbi Huda, you are not allowed to change from what the Chachamim told us. The Chachamim said to bury them, not to burn them. There are 36 averes in the Torah in which if you do one of those averes, you're chayav kurt. You only chayav kurt though if you do it but make it intentionally. And it's talking about where you didn't have a straw, you were not warned. And if you had a straw, you were warned before you did that aver. In such a case, your oinish is more chomer than kurt. You have a more severe oinish than kurt. Some of the Abayas that are mentioned in this Mishnah, there's a Chiyav Sreifa for if you do it B'mezid with Hasra, and some of them there's a Chiyav Skila for if you have Hasra, and some of them there's a Chiyav Chenek, and some of them there's only a Chiyav Malkut. Haba Ala'im, somebody who borrowed his mother is Chayav Kares Bal Eshes Aviv, the wife of his father, even if it's not your mother, you're Chayav Kares Bal Akalav, you borrow your daughter-in-law. Haba Al Hazachar Ba'al Abahema, somebody who's borrowed a Zachar or a Behema is also Chayav Kares. The Isha Hamavia et a Behema Allah, a woman that brings a Behema on her, that has a Behema, borrow her, is Chayav Kares. Haba Al Isha Ubita, somebody who's borrowed Isha and her daughter. If he marries a mother and he borrows a daughter, included in that is also Bas Bita or Bas Banal, granddaughter, also there's a Chayav Kares for. And if you marry the Bas, and you are borrowed afterwards the mother, that's also included in this Isser. If you borrow your mother-in-law, there's also a Chiyav Kares for. And so too, if you borrow the mother of your mother-in-law, Eim Chamoso, or the mother of your father-in-law, Eim Chamos, that's also included in this Isser. Now, Eishes Ish, somebody who's borrowed a married woman, is Chiyav Kares. Haba Al HaChoso, somebody who's borrowed his sister, whether it's a sister from his father or a sister from his mother, it makes no difference in either case. You're Chayav Kares. Baal Achos Ab. And if you borrow the sister of your father, you're also Chayav Kares. Baal Achos Imo. You're Chayav Kares for the sister of your mother. Baal Achos Ishto. You're Chayav Kares for the sister of your wife. Baal Eshes Achiv. Also, you're Chayav Kares for the wife of your brother, whether it's your brother from your father or from your mother. Eshes Achiv is also, it's only Mutter B'makom Yibam. Only in such a case that your brother dies without children would Eshes Achiv be Mutter. Baal Eshes Achi Aviv, you also Chayav Kares for the wife of the brother of your father, your aunt. Now this is talking about where it's your father's brother from his father, but if it's your father's brother from his mother, in such a case there would be no Chayav Kares for being Baal the wife. Baal Hanida, somebody who's Baal in Nida. Hamigate, somebody who is Mevarech Es Hashem, who curses the Kodesh Baruch Hu, is Chayav Kares. Baal Eved Avodah Zarah, somebody who worships Avodah Zarah. Somebody who worships Avodah Zarah in the particular way that particular Avodah Zarah is worshipped is Chayav Kares. Or even if he does not worship it in the particular way that specific Avodah Zarah is worshipped, but he shaks a korban to the Avodah Zarah, or is mocked or something to the Avodah Zarah, or bows down to the Avodah Zarah, or pours wine to the Avodah Zarah, in such a case, he would be Chayav Kares. By Noisein Mizaro Lamola, somebody who gives from his children to the Avodah Zarah called the Mola, as a child would be given to the Kaimer of the Avodah Zarah. Then the Kaimer would give the child back to the father, and the father would walk between two bonfires with the child. This is the way that Melech is worshipped, and there's a Chayav Kares for doing that. Uba'o, a Ba'o, but Chayav Kares, what's a Ba'o? Somebody who's mocked with a specific type of ketoret. Then waves a stick made out of hara, and says certain lachashim, and he stands in front of a gogolas, a skull of a mace, and he asks certain questions, and then the mace answers him, and you can hear the voice coming from under his shoulders. This is a Ba'o. And there's a Chiyav Kares. Hamachalo at the Shabbos, somebody who does one of the 39 malachas, one of the toldos of the 39 malachas, is Chiyav Kares. V'tamei Sha'achalat HaKadosh, somebody who's Tamei, who ate Kachim, V'habala Migdash, Tamei, somebody who enters the Beit HaMikdash while he is Tamei. Ha'oichal Chela V'dam V'noiser U'piko, somebody who eats Chela from Behema, or Da from Behema, or Noiser, he ate from Kachim, that was left over after a lot of time, or he ate Pigo, he ate from Kachim, and went to the Machshebet Chutzuz Mano by one of the Dalit Avodos Shkita Kabbalah Hulacha Vizrika, while one of the Dalit Avodos was done, there was a Machshebet to eat a Chela to the Korban after a lot of time, that Korban is Pigo, and somebody who eats from that Korban is Chayav Kares. Hashoyche Bahamala Bechot, somebody who shech Korbanos outside the Beit HaMikdash, or his Mala, and Makrib the Korban outside the Beit HaMikdash, is Chayav Kares. Ha'oichol Chameis B'Pesach, somebody eats Chameis on Pesach is Chayav Kares. V'ha'oichol V'ha'oichol Melacha B'Yom HaKippur, or somebody that eats on Yom Kippur, or somebody that does one of the Lamates Melachas on Yom Kippur is Chayav Kares. Hamafatim Es HaShemen, somebody who puts together the Samamonim and the Shemen that was used to make the Shemen HaMishcha in the Midbar. He takes the same exact amount of Samamonim and Shemen that he wants to make the very same Shemen HaMishcha that was done in the Midbar. This is also under the Chayav Kares for, but you only Chayav Kares if you make it in order to smear yourself with it, but if you make it to smell from it or to teach others how to do it, then you're not Chayav Kares, even though there's no reason to teach others how to do it, as the Shemen HaMishcha was never duplicated. It was made once in the Midbar and was never made again, but even so, if you're doing it to teach others how to do it, you are potter.
Ramathakim etak turret.
Somebody who takes the 11 samamana, which was used to make the turret in the Beit HaMikdash,
and he takes the exact amount of samamana that was used to make the turret, and he makes his own keturah, his chayav karet, but that's only if he's making it so he can smell from it. But if he's making it in order to teach others how to do it, or he's making it to give it over to the tzibur, to give it to the people that are in charge of the Beit HaMikdash, in such a case, he would not be chayav karet.
Ba'asach b'shemen ha-mishon.
And somebody who smears himself with the Shemen HaMishkah that was made by Moshe Rabbeinu in the Tamikdash.
Pesach Ba'amila, the mitzvah aseh.
A korban Pesach, and Mila, the mitzvah aseh. And even so, your chayav karet, if you do not bring a korban Pesach, or if you don't have yourself mouth, as somebody whose daughter does not mal him, he is mechuyav when he gets older to have himself mouth, and if he doesn't do it, it's chayav karet. All the other Arbeis mentioned this Mishnah. Achiyuvei Lavin, Pesach and Mila is an exception, even though it's a mitzvah aseh, there is a chayav karet if you don't do them. But there is no chiyuv to bring a korban chagat if you're over b'shogeg. And a korban chagat is only brought if you're over on a lav b'shogeg, not if you're over on a mitzvah, say, b'shogeg.